to thank the Honorable Chief Minister, Yesbi Saban, for the beautiful thought and understanding of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Actually, we're very pleased to inform you that today we've received another letter from Russia acknowledging receipt of 6 of Srila Prabhupada's books and thanking us very much for sending these books. The letter further says that these books will be of very great interest to scholars and persons specializing in Indian thought and culture in Russia. So, as the Honorable Chief Minister said, this is further proof of the validity of Krishna consciousness. That Krishna consciousness is not a sectarian religious faith, just as there are so many different faiths and so many different fanatical people who are following those faiths. The Krishna consciousness is actually a universal science that has validity in all parts of the world, actually all parts of the universe, all different universes, all different races, not only all different races, but even amongst the demigods and all species of life. Krishna consciousness movement is all auspicious for the welfare of every living entity. So therefore, we say that Srila Prabhupada is the greatest welfare worker in the whole universe, because he is giving actually, giving relief to the living entities all over the world. And this relief can only be given by Krishna consciousness, cannot be given by any material adjustment. So now we shall ask Srila Prabhupada himself, the real guru of the universe, to speak before this gathering.
Om Asyamati Mirandasya Yamangyama Palakaya Chakshurun Minitangena Tasmai Sri Gurayana. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Eva
Madhusha Vidhato Vidhanta Janeshu Dehambhala Vartikeshu Griheshu Jayatma Jala Satimatsu Napriti Muttaya Vadapsatka Loke.
This is from Srila Prabhupada's translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 5, Text 4. Translation: those who are interested in reviving Krishna consciousness and increasing their love of Godhead do not like to do anything that is not related to Krishna. They are not interested in mingling with people who are busy maintaining their bodies, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They are not attached to their homes, although they may be householders. Nor are they attached to wives, children, friends, or wealth. At the same time, they are not indifferent to the execution of their duties. Such people are interested in collecting only enough money to keep body and soul together. Purport: whether he is an impersonalist or a devotee, one who is actually interested in advancing spiritually should not mingle with those who are simply interested in maintaining the body by means of so-called advancements of civilization. Those who are interested in spiritual life should not be attached to homely comforts in the company of wife, children, friends, and so forth. Even if one is a grihastha and has to earn his livelihood, he should be satisfied by collecting only enough money to maintain body and soul together. One should not have more than that, nor less than that. As indicated herein, a householder should endeavor to earn money for the execution of bhakti yoga. Sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, akshanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam. a householder should live such a life that he gets full opportunity to hear and chant. He should worship the deity at home, observe festivals, invite friends and give them prasada. A householder should earn money for this purpose, not for self-pleasure. Text 4.
Nunam pramattha kurute karma yadindriya pritaya aprinoti natha tumanye yata atmalogyam asannapi kleshada asadeha.
When a person considers self-gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activities. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken the material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies, one after another. Purport. Begging, borrowing, and stealing to live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse because such consciousness leads one to a dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of misery. In the Vedas, it is said, Asangokyayam Purusha. The living entity is not really connected with this material world, but due to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body.
Atmana ayam klesa de asadeva. The real problem of life is not to adjust things materially, change from one form of government to another form of government. These things are temporary. It will not give relief. And this fighting between one party with another amongst the politicians or the Kshatriyas or the administrators, they are going on perpetually. That is not a very new thing. So, we should not forget our real life. But ruling over to get political predominance, then maybe fight. That is natural. It is going on. Despite the battle of Kurukshetra, it is a fighting between two sections of the same nation. Who is ruled over? So there was fighting, but at the same time, they did not lose Krishna culture. That is the important point. Similarly, India has got a great culture background, Vedic culture or Krishna culture. Vedic culture means Krishna culture, and Krishna culture means Vedic culture. Vedaista sadvai ahameva vedyam. The study Veda or Vedanta need to understand Krishna. That is the purpose. Veda is a sadbhaji. Veda means knowledge. And anta means end. Vedant. Vyasdev, Srila Vyasdev, he has given us the Vedanta philosophy. What is the purpose? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvastakaham vidishanni vishtya matta smriti jnanam apohanadisha. Veda is the satpaj, ahameva vedya. Vedanta dit vedanta kritya aham. So, we should take care of very serious about this culture of Bhagavad Gita. This is India's proper. This Vedic culture instruction of Bhagavad Gita was spoken on the land of Bharatvarsha, although it is not meant for a particular class of men or a class of people or in a particular country. It is meant for everyone. Manasthanam sahasri prasthi jadadisi. Especially for the human being. So, our request is that we may fight amongst ourselves for political predominance, but why should we forget our real culture, Vedic culture, Krishna consciousness? That is our question. All important men, leaders of the society, they should take this Vedic culture, Krishna consciousness, and not only preach in their own country, but all over the world. If you don't take it, there is a great risk. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Asrata dhara purusha dharmasya saparantapa mam aprapva eva nivartante yetta samsara. He, Krishna says, personally, he comes, jara jara hi sarmasya jani bhavati bhava, tada atmanam sujam, for the benefit of the human society, because dharmasya jani, dharma is meant for the human society. Dharma is not meant for the cats and dogs. They are not. You cannot have any religious principle or institution in the cat society of dogs. Dharma na hina basani khwana. Therefore, when human society becomes devoid of dharma, then it is an society. It is no longer human society. And what is the dharma? That's one time spoken. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavat pratikam. Dharma means the law of the gods given by the Supreme Personality of God. That is it. That is the shortcut definition of dharma. You should do this, you should not do this. Just like the government teaches law. Keep to the right. So, that is law. Although it is a very simple thing. Keep to the right. But that is law. Similarly, what Krishna says, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Who will take it for proper utilization of this great boon of life, human form of life. Then we become dharmic and our life is successful. What Krishna says, that is not authority with us. Even a child can perform. What Krishna says, Manmana bhava madhvatta madhyaji manana vasturu. Very simple thing. Krishna says, all I think of me. What is the meaning? Even a child can think of Krishna. If he goes to the temple and if he understands from his parents that here is the deity, Krishna, he is impressed. He understands, here is Krishna, because he is simple. So he can also think of Krishna. I went to the temple, I saw Krishna, very nicely dressed, very nicely decorated, very nice foodstuff was offered, and I bought the prasadam. Where is it immediate? Manvana Havamabhakta. And if you go regularly to see Krishna in the temple and to remember him, then you become a bhakta. It doesn't require that you have to pass an examination to become a bhakta. Or you have to become a very learned scholar. That is, because that is the end of knowledge. Veda is prasadvaji, ahameva veda. If you simply understand Krishna, your all Vedic knowledge is perfect. Aradhita jadi hari sabhasada bhakti. If you have understood Hari, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tapasātva-tapti. And where is the necessity of tapasya? You have achieved the results of tapasya. Because to understand Krishna is not so easy. Manasthānāṁ sāsthesu kasti cadati siddhare jatatāṁ anisi dhyānāṁ kasti jītināṁ tapasya. To understand Krishna, he requires great tapasya, there is no doubt about it. But if somewhere or other you have understood Krishna, then ārādhita jadigari is tapasya tasakti. There is no more need of tapasya. Your ultimate goal of life is already achieved. And ārādhita jadigari is tapasya tasakti. And if you have performed great austerities, penance, but you do not know what is Krishna, then it is useless, vaishvata. Nārādhita jadigari is tapasādhata. What is the value of your tapasā? Real thing you do not understand. The ārādhita jadigari is tapasādhata thin, nārādhita jadigari is tapasādhata. Antadvahi jadigari is tapasādhata thin. If you have learned these four principles as instructed by Bhagavan, Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyaji Mahanamaskuru, very simple thing, Antarvahi, within and without, if you have learned, think of Krishna. Antarvahi Jani Hari is Tamasata, then by the means of Tapasya. It is already asked. Because you are thinking always externally and internally, Krishna. Nārādhita jadigari. Nāntadvahi jadigari is tapasāta bhakti. If you have not learned the art of thinking Krishna externally and internally, then what is the use of your so-called tapasya? So this Krishna consciousness movement is very easy. If it cannot be introduced, I mean to say, in large scale, collective. Individually, anyone can learn and think with it. Anyone, even a child. Manmana bhava mantra. And what is the result? The result is mameva ishvasi, asamsaya. Anyone who thinks this, asamsaya, without any doubt, you are coming to me. And that is the reason. How to go back home, back to God. Not to join here in the dog's place. That is the It will not make me happy, anyone happy. Pajita kramani, gunayakarmani, sarvasa. Ahamkara vimuratma, sattaham iti mannat. The nature's law is working very seamlessly. You cannot avoid. Vaiti jesadna vai mamo maya durupaya. Mame vada prapattamte. Maya me dhāna. So these things are there. I can quote many verses like that. But Krishna consciousness is very easy and everyone should become Krishna conscious. That is the aim of life. Tate vidu sātha tatehi Vishnu durāsayāji bahiratthamāji. We are trying to adjust things externally, but that will never be fulfilled. Durasaya. This is hope against hope. You cannot do anything independently because you are fully under the classes of Maya. Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Gurani Maya. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vitrisi Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna says, Sanjay Arjuna, Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is situated in the core of everyone's heart. He's not far away. And he's observing. In the Upanishad it is said that there are two birds on one tree. One is eating the fruit and the other is witness. The witnessing bird is Krishna and the eating bird is the jiva. So Krishna is so friendly that he always leaves with us just to turn our face towards Krishna. Ishara Sarvabhutana Replace your Arjuna sister. What is his business? He's simply waiting for the time when we shall turn our face to Krishna. That is his business. But unfortunately, we do not want Krishna. We want something which is not Krishna. That is our business. We still Krishna is giving us facility. Brahman Sarvutani Jantra Rudani Maya. Krishna gives intelligence, Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanamcha, that you are my part and parcel. Why you are struggling so hard in this material world? Come to me. I will give you all protection. Aham Tva Sarva Pāpi Phama Purisha. He's ready, but I will. That's my obstinate. At that time, what Krishna will do? He's affectionate father. All right, what do you want to do? I want to. Or, Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rurani Maya. Immediately ordered for sitting. Maya Sakshena Puriti Shirde Satyasaram. See, this living entity wants a body like this. So give him a body like this. Jantra. That is called Jantra. It is a machine. This body is a machine. And therefore we are changing one body to another. Jantra Rurhanima. This is our deed. So, he are now in a Gantra, Mercedes car. And suppose, next time, I ride another Gantra, which is cold and it's dog, then what is the benefit of this kind of struggle for existence? But that is going on. Therefore, Krishna works. Asadva dhāna purusha dharma sthāsa param. Māmapra, the aim of life was to achieve me, Krishna says. But the reality is, because he does not hear what I say, māmapra nivartanti, again goes back, mṛtyu saṃsāra vatma. This material world means to take birth and die. That is called mṛtyu saṃsāra. Now I am born as Indian or as Brahmin or something like that. The next life, there is no guarantee. Krishna does not say that there is guarantee. Krishna says the sādhi hāntara prāpti. You have to change yourself. Tathādehāntara prāpti dhīra-sattva-sapayati. So, our request is that such a great science of for the human society, for understanding the problems of life, how to solve it, how to achieve the greatest success in life. We have got this. Hello, Abhavaji. Why should we neglect it? What is the reason? Other things may go on. The political fight or some fight. Fighting, this is the world of life. Agamapanna anitya tanati tikkasavar. Matra parsat tomti or sitosna sutubukkada. This is the world of sitosna sutubukkada. You cannot have all. So, tanati tikkasavar. Just try to tolerate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. Siladu sunitena, karorabhu sahishnana, amanina mananina, itanina sadapari. We have to become tolerant than the grass on the street, and forbearing more than the tree. In this way, we have to tolerate whatever is going on in this material world. Tolerance does not mean unnecessary we shall suffer. As far as possible, let us struggle. But we should not forget our real business. That is human life. Real business is that I am part and parcel of God, knowing one's view. Some or other, I am followed in this material condition. Then the Bengali poet he has sung. Anadi karma phale kori bhavar nava jale. Tori vare na dekhi upar. Somehow or other, I am fallen in this material ocean and coming for existence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore prayed. He does not pray for any material benefit. He is sitting at Nadhanangana Janangana Sundari Kavitamaba Jagadishatam. My Lord, Jagadish. I do not want any material happiness or wealth. Nadhanangana Janam are great followers. Na sundarin kavita, beautiful wife. These are the demands of the Kurni. I must have wealth, I must have position, I must have beautiful home, beautiful wife. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denies. He says, na 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 sundarin kavita, beautiful wife. He does not want even mukti. Because he says next line that mama janvani janvani shari bhavata bhakti rahituki sri. Life after life, simply let me remain your devotee. Ai lam latan ja patitam kim karma maam abhishame bhavam bho. Kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita guri sadisham vipit. So we have got such vast knowledge for achieving the goal of life. It is India. Why should we neglect? Why we should become so foolish that forget our real purpose of life and engage in will of the beast, struggle for existence, which will never be successful? Why this misconception of life? At least there must be this institution of Krishna consciousness in India, so that not only the Indians, but all outside India, they should come and learn what is Krishna consciousness. So, it is already explained, we are trying to develop this institution in Bombay. Bombay is the best city in India. And people are also very advanced and lacking. So let us combine together and develop this institution for the whole human society. That is our mission. It is not for any sect or any creed or any particular class of men. Manushalasam, it is for the human society, and we have got this opportunity of human body. A Bengali poet sings, Hari Hari Ji Phale Janama Gwani Manushra Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhodiya Janiya Dhuniya Vidukhani. My Lord, I have wasted my valuable life, human form of life, because I did not take Krishna consciousness. So, if we do not take Krishna consciousness seriously in this human form of life, then you must know that you are drinking poison going. Don't neglect. Try to understand, it is based on science, philosophy, shastra, knowledge. It is not a blind faith. And we are prepared to answer in any way. The method is very simple. Even a child can take advantage of it. Not that we are manufactured. It is sanctioned in the shastra. Hello, those who believe God. He must be into Mahanam. This is a statement by Sudev Goswami, Maharaj Puriti. It is like the faults of this Kali Yuga. It is just like the ocean. Hello, those who believe God. He must be into Mahanam. But there is one very great advantage. He said, what is that? Kita Nadeva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Param Vraje. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then you will be free from all contamination and go back to home, back to God. Thank you, sir.
Yes. 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 Y